From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. For those of you in love with the music of Sigur Rós, we've got new music for you from their frontman, singer, and songwriter, Jonsi. Jon Thor Bergeson has a solo record coming out late in March. It's called Go, and he describes Go as music that just didn't fit into the Sigur Rós context. A few things you'll notice right away. First off, most of the songs are sung in English, and a good deal of the songs are upbeat, something we heard a bit of in the last Sigur Rós record. I've listened to this a number of times now, and I love the energy in Jonsi's voice and the string arrangements, and those arrangements are from Niko Muuli. He's a protege of Philip Glass, and he's worked with Grizzly Bear, Björk, and Anthony and the Johnsons, to name a few. Here's a cut from Jonsi's solo album, a song called Boy Lilikoi. Yanzi from his solo record called Go. The record comes out in early spring. The song we just heard is called Boy Lilikoi. From Lafayette, Louisiana, there's a band called Givers. For now, they just have an EP out. I hear a full album's coming in the spring. This is from the Givers EP. It's a song called Saw You First. We'll be right back. Givers is the band, and the song from their self-titled EP is called Saw You First. The four guys in the Chicago-based band Smith Westerns are real young, between 17 and 19 years old. They say they've listened to a lot of David Bowie and T-Rex growing up. It's always a little strange to hear a group play music in a style that came out and went long before any one of them were born. This T-Rex-inspired song from Smith Westerns is called Girl in Love. The band Smith Westerns, they're from Chicago, and that song was Girl in Love. It's from their self-titled album. Drug Rug is a band from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Their album Paint the Fence Invisible came out this summer. Given the poppy nature of our show today, I figured a song from that record would fit nicely here. So this song from Drug Rug is called Haunting You.
Get to the here despite the world so weird. Jump so high and tall, and even when you fall, don't be scared, there's nothing that is wrong with you. Save my only tears for when nobody's here. Move across the land, be as fast as you can.
Music from Drug Rug and the album Paint the Fence Invisible. The song we play was called Haunting You. Chant Darling is the name of a CD by Lawrence Arabia. It's one of those sweet and seemingly simple pop records, but truth be told, those simple pop records are often some of the hardest to make. James Milne is Lawrence Arabia, and this New Zealand's musician's debut comes out here in the United States March 9th. This is the opening track called Look Like a Fool.
Can't deny I'm gonna try to see her tonight. Even though I am gonna look like a fool, because I'm gonna drink till the reasons it seems like a bad idea all crawl off and they disappear into a cave where all my bad ideas lie. Wear a tie to formalize what I'm gonna do. I'll put it on the line and one day dreams will come true. But even I'm old enough to know that it won't happen this time or next. These are the wonders of the opposite sex, 'cause they flex, and that's the reason why I can't stay home. Covered in my sick.
Lawrence Arabia, from an album that comes out March 9th called Chant Darling. Lawrence Arabia is the music of New Zealand musician James Milne. The artist is now living in London. If you're a fan of late 70s punk and new wave rock, there's a chance you've come across another New Zealand artist, Chris Knox. Knox had fronted a couple of the country's biggest bands back then, The Enemy and Toy Love. Later, he was in the Tall Dwarfs. Last summer, Chris Knox suffered a stroke, so a bunch of artists got together and recorded cover versions of his music to raise money for his medical bills. The compilation's called Stroke, Songs for Chris Knox. The compilation's coming out on Merge Records, and it features Yolo Tango, Stephen Merritt, A.C. Newman, and many, many more, including this Chris Knox song performed by Neutral Milk Hotel's Jeff Mangum. The song's called Sign the Dotted Line.
Descend through fog and rain and see if we can find the same way out of this small mess. It's not as if we'd lose our lives or be impaled by carving knives just yet. No, not unless we sign the dotted line. So just discard what makes us tick and act as if we're really thick and slow. Take a pin in hand and sign the dotted line so everything will turn out fine. And if it's not what it appears to be, we'll get down on our bended knees and lick the shit of which they stand. Until it shines, let's go away to somewhere new where people haven't got a clue and blend into the crowd and sign the dotted line so everything will turn out fine. And if it's not what it's cracked up to be, we'll sit and stick so fancifully. We'll smile and nod and be well dressed for our decline.
That's Jeff Mangum of Neutral Milk Hotel doing a song by Chris Knox called Sign the Dotted Line. It's one of 36 songs covered for a benefit CD, Stroke, Songs for Chris Knox. One of the artists on that compilation is Jay Riotard, and this week, Jay Riotard died at age 29. Riotard has been making music for a long time. In fact, he sent his first tape to Ghana Records when he was just 15. He recently signed to Matador Records, which released Watch Me Fall this summer. And we'll close out our show with this closing cut to that record. The song by Jay Riotard is called There Is No Sun. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
To me light up. sun.